Welcome to Glitz and Glamour. It's your host, Mother Angela.
And Houston Riri. Hey, y'all.
I found out I was extra points just now.
Say it in the right time with the clap. Whoop, turn up.
Whoop to the whoop. Everything's running smoothly. Oh, shit now. Shucky ducky now.
Wait, what did I miss?
Steady was on time with the claps today. You know, usually he'd be 30 minutes late. <Okay. laughs>
Hey, baby girl. So tonight we actually have a pretty interesting show, as usual. As long as we don't hear gossiping, I think our show is pretty interesting. But tonight, our topic is, does the step-parent entitled to discipline a child that's not, paternally or maternally theirs? We'll discuss that in detail later. So I guess we'll just start with the latest celebrity gossip or news.
Where do we begin? Okay, so let's start with the TV shows as we normally do. I saw the reunion part one of Love and Hip Hop in Love and Hip Hop New York, and it was pretty good. I have to say, it was actually pretty good. Johnny Blaze is, you know what, Johnny Blaze, her crazy is regular crazy, you know, on a reunion. She's saying that she still loves Rich, but, you know, she's like, he done not too much. She's done with him or whatever. She's still upset with Erica, upset with Diamond. She's tried again to apologize to, well, she didn't try to apologize, but she was like, you know, I'm just on the show really to apologize to what's the name, and it is what it is. I don't care about anybody else and what they got going on. I'm not apologizing to anybody. But the girl that she fought, the girl she fought twice. The 50 Cent girl.
The girl G-Unit?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know her name.
What? Princess somebody.
I don't know.
Anywho.
Move on.
I don't know, Princess something. But anyway. So that was her thing. Then Diamond Mama came on there and was like, she kind of, really Diamond Mama came on there or whatever, I guess, to talk shit towards Cisco and to kind of shoot slugs towards Johnny Blaze. But then she kind of, it's kind of like she withholding him but shooting him at the same time. Like, because, you know, Johnny Blaze then bitch slapped her daughter a couple times.
How you going to talk shit because your daughter got bitch slapped? It's your daughter's fault she got bitch slapped.
True. So, look, the girl is like, the mama is like, ain't nobody going to mess with my dog. You know, she's cursed. Ain't nobody going to fuck with my daughter as long as I'm here, not in my prison. Johnny Blaze kind of gave this look like, okay, you know, she looked like she wanted to say something, but she let the mama make it because the mama didn't really direct it to her. But, you know, as they show, and Johnny Blaze is a crazy psycho bitch, but I watch the show just for her. I watch it just for her. Because she's the only person that's on it that say, bitch, I'm going to slap you and get up and slap you. Everybody else talks some cash, money, shit, and don't do nothing. But anyway, so there, you know, they show what's to come and all that, and it shows Diamond's trying to say that her and what's his face didn't have to do anything in the restroom room. She told mics off or whatever. However, the mics were not off. So they're going to show next week what they're going to let us listen to what actually happened in the restroom. And the way you could tell that they actually did something sexually in that restroom, because Diamond's facial, at first she was like, did you do anything? And she was shaking her head. But she never really said no. However,
wait, what?
When they said, yeah, remember Diamond and, I'm sorry, I'm watching Mary Jane at the same time, and this little black chocolate some of effort is on this show. Jesus! His body look good. But anyway.
Girl, I remember. Diamond was what, in the restaurant? Who?
Rich Dollars. Y'all remember that, so the episode when she was trying to take the mic off so we wouldn't know? But they still picked up what happened. So next week they're going to play what happened. And her facial expression, she was no longer like yelling out evidence. I ain't do her. You know her facial expression was at first, y'all don't have evidence. I'm good. I ain't do nothing. But then when she realized they had evidence, she had this pissed off look, like she was upset. And then her and Johnny Blaze got into it later on, which I'm sure that's what it's about. And the mama was saying something. And Johnny was like, I'll whoop your mother. I'll knock your mother ass out too or some shit. I said, see, mama, should have stayed in your place, because now Johnny, you done fucked her up. Now she's ready to fight.
Good, Johnny is disrespectful.
No, Johnny was trying to be cool, calm, and collective at first, but their mama kept getting her nose into that business. So Johnny then said, you know what? Come on, Brandon, you can get it too. Because Johnny, when they let him in,
did she ever speak on the fact that she's so wrapped up in, like, Rich Dollar and Cisco?
She said she loved him. I'm going to ask you a question. The reason why she loved him, she said, because when her dude died, everybody she knew, he was the only person that called and was like, you know, are you okay today? You good? You know, he was acting like he gave a damn. So she became connected to him. I'm not saying that he was acting like he wanted to be with her or nothing, but he acted like he was the only person that cared about. Y'all all know, shit, when that happened, everybody thought she killed the nigga or got him killed. So she was happy to have somebody that didn't think that.
But did she ever address the fact that she left her daughter? Like her character as a woman.
Yeah, everybody said that was retarded, that she left her damn child to go run behind a nigga. Everybody said that. And
like,
even his mama was like, his mama kind of embarrassed her too, which her mama never said shit about it. His mama was kind of like, yeah, I mean, you ran behind a dude that you don't know and left your child. Regardless if you knew him or not, why the fuck did your child to go be with a man?
That's what I'm saying. So her mama popping off at the mouth and all that kind of stuff, like, she really don't have no, I don't know why is her mama in that, but it's ratchet. So it's for TV, I guess.
I was like, grandma, why didn't you stop your daughter? You as a mother should have said, oh, no, baby, you're not leaving your child to go chase behind a nigga, because I'd have told my daughter, baby, you don't sit down and I'll punch you.
Exactly. But at the same time, her daughter grown, and her daughter going to make her own decisions, and it is what it is. I don't want
to
be a part of that.
Instead of leaving
your child
to make no dumbass decisions, not with me.
Exactly. But, I mean, I don't have nothing to do with that. If my daughter want to look stupid on her own,
leaving your child,
that's tough.
I'm not doing that.
You want to go about your business and go chase a nigga, take your child with you, bitch. Put on the fanny pack, put it in the backpack. I don't give a shit what you do. Take her with you.
Yeah, you're not about to leave me here and you acting a fool on TV. Nah. You can have your daughter. You can, because she ain't worried about no mileage.
Really,
she ain't been doing
me.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
she
ain't doing none of
that
shit.
Say that she went to New York to model.
No, she
okay,
didn't.
Number one,
on,
you're
really?
Not a
no,
fashion model, so you didn't need to go to New York to model. You could have taken your ass right there, motherfucking ass, and
exactly. Exactly. She used
that
as an excuse so she could be with an old, stupid ass nigga.
In real life, you are better off in L.A. than you are in New York modeling. If you're in
exactly.
Model.
If she really knew about it,
yeah.
Your life.
Johnny was
thinking she was fooling.
You're a crackhead. She said, your daddy a crackhead or something. Girl, Johnny was going off.
She was going
off. That was that piece. Good, yes. You know, she's mad because, you know, in her heart, That's her name.
Yeah. No giant
and then
person.
Everybody thinks
everybody.
That Diamond is stupid. Everybody, but the thing is, everybody is talking about it. Even Erica Mena was like, she's so fucking stupid. She did, she got in the third. And Erica Mena, we all know she's stupid. She ain't got no position to be talking. But anyway. And then the whole thing was saying, then has a new dude that she like or whatever. They cool. They doing good. She in love. All that good stuff.
Damn, they fall a little fast as fuck.
Sure
do.
Don't they? The fuck, that ain't love, nigga. That's love.
I can't
just
even call it
that
like.
Motherfucker apart and you mad. Anyway. Who else they were talking about? They talked about Chink and what's her name. Now, this
oh
is what
God.
I didn't get.
That's
Chink
Brandy
said,
relationship.
She is big as shit compared to this man. What was they thinking? But anyway, she said that they said they've been together 2 years. Now, Chink flips up and says he's been separated. Him and his wife have been living in two different houses. They've been separated for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So is she the reason why y'all split up?
Uh-oh.
Right.
Supposedly, the wife and Chink had already been split up or something like that. I don't know. It was
supposedly,
really stupid. And, like,
when
he got mad.
The situation
he
is
got
heated,
mad
people
because
didn't
he was
talk.
In a divorce. I mean, it'll come out sooner or later, but she's so pissed off that he won't have a kid and he won't get an actual official divorce. So, like, that's where they are and, like, why they continue arguing. But then she act like she don't want to fuck with him more since he didn't want to move in with her. So, like, what is that? Like, why?
She
if you
not,
have to force a man to leave his wife, he's not going to leave her. Like, why would you want somebody else's man? How does that make sense?
For
and if you feel like you
thing,
should talk a man out of marriage, it's going to be the same thing with you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, like, they've been together since Hector was a pup. It's going to take more than 2 years, sweet darling, to split that up.
I don't really know. And she needs to stop trying to have kids. She's too damn old. She look at least 42.
She do.
Yeah.
At least.
She's a granny.
She is
a granny.
Coming out here with these birth defects and shit. She look like she smoke weed and shit.
Mm-hmm. Stupid.
She's
so
old.
Who else is on that show? That's about it that they talked about thus far. Mandisi and them. And you know what's another thing they asked? They said, so Mandisi, how long have you been... Have you had your son? Mandisi said 6 or 7 months, but I think he meant years. But he said 6 or 7 months, and then the girlfriend was like, "Well, he hasn't had him since he was a baby." And then they like this is the whole conversation, not skipping nothing, not commercial breaks, nothing. Mandisi, how long have you had little Mandisi? About 6 or 7 months. He hasn't had him since he was a baby, since he was born. Mandisi says, when he was 12 months, he was walking around in my house and she missed his first steps or whatever. I'm sorry, what? I'm confused about that conversation because those are that's their exact words. But the
he
question was, how long have
years.
You had him? Maybe he meant to say years and they might have gotten to, I guess, a personal feeling because it just didn't make sense to them. I think that was kind of shooting slugs about some information that we didn't know about, but I think he might have meant 6 or 7 years. Maybe 6 or 7 months. Go for now.
Yeah, that really ain't enough time to be talking about shit.
And then ever since that Yandy didn't have him the whole time or whatever, that he was in jail or whatever. But anyways, Erica is not on the show. She's one of them.
I see that they are getting a new show, though.
Who?
The Mandisi and Yandy. Are getting a show, the Harrison.
Girl,
nobody want to watch that.
that shit is not, at the first show, they're going to stop this shit.
That shit is just the best Keisha Cole show. That's that struggle TV.
I'm mad that you're trying to rap. I wanted to scream when I seen that man in the studio. I am very, 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 very tired of Houston people wanting to be rappers and models. Can y'all go get a motherfucking 9-to-5? Everybody ain't going to make it. Sit down with
goddamn
no, y'all
getting
on my fucking nerves.
I would do a lot of shit before I did a 9-to-5. Good life.
Yes. Nah, but still, you can go rap.
Go rap, too.
Girl. Well, they make it their life. But Keisha Cole's show is right there. I'm sorry. It's really I just watch it to see what's going to happen with their relationship and to see. Let's see if they're going to get into the situation with her and Birdman and all that crap. But. Yeah.
Yeah, they talked about that yet? So they haven't talked about it?
They yeah, she got arrested. They showed her getting arrested. They didn't give details. They said she got arrested. On the bond was $46,000. She ended up, when they arrested her, she ended up going to jail because she had a warrant. When she was 21, she said when she first got signed, she was in a club getting drunk, and then she went and drove and ended up getting arrested. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so anyway, it is music break time, and I will come back with the rest of that story after our break. What do we have that's playing, Angela?
Music.
I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper. Ain't got a nigga, I'm thrown on that liquor. I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper. 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 I'm about to hit the club and dance. I make sure that you think twice.
Oh, Lord.
Hold up. Yeah.
I know so many people trapped up in these streets.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
They feel they ain't supposed to win. I try to give them hope and send them pictures of my bands, but every time them niggas get out, man, I swear they go back in. For real, my nigga, this the gutter life. Dope fiend kill my little partner with a butter knife. Hey, want no J's, just wanted to keep on his mother life, but that ain't changed. Just the next day we slanging butter white.
Straight up, straight up.
Cause life goes on. This way even some of the kids that raised right go wrong. Where they pray on the weak, but every night blow strong. Man, I pray that it changed, but it's been trash for so long that I don't know, man.
I know so many people trapped up in me.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm sick of her. You can tell she watching TV or doing something. She ain't got no business. Hi, hey, get your life together, please.
You know what? Honestly, I am doing glitz and glamour work, okay, LV? I'm researching, okay? Don't do me.
Okay, we're going to let you make it this time.
Mm-hmm.
So did y'all get a chance to check out Black Girls Rock?
No, oh my gosh.
The little bit of it that I saw was good. I didn't see it all. It came back on tonight, but you know, they're going to show it 1,000 more times, so you got to catch it one more time. But I really like the speech that Will Smith gave about his wife. I just pray that one day I find a husband that just really loves me like he loves her. He loves her. He loves the shit out of her in public, okay?
Oh, what happened?
happened?
It was just like a really, really sweet speech. Like, he really adores his wife. I mean, I don't know if that's real life, but he seems to adore her.
TMZ was like, I don't know, was it TMZ? It wasn't TMZ. I think it was. Now I think TMZ don't really tell the truth all the time as I think about this. Anyway, he said he was laying in bed, him and Jada, about 6 in the morning. He said he got a Google alert. And it said that him and the Smiths are filing for divorce. So he said, he looked at the phone, looked over, and Jada looked out to him. She was like, what you wrong? He said, what was you yesterday? He said, what was you yesterday? She said, what are you talking about? She said, I got nervous. I had to figure out what was going on, figure out what she was and what she was doing. He said, they sat there and laughed, though, because they're not getting a divorce. You know, everybody know they're happy. They all got something to say about them. He was like, I just had to check, though, because she was out of my sight for a little while. I said, baby. But they was cute, adorable. And the last, she got the best relationship with her daughter.
Good.
Who all performed?
Oh,
I looked at for her. We only looked at a few moments. I'm sorry.
Well, who had the best highlights of the show? Like, who stood out
look
the most?
Look now, Des, we said we've seen a little bit of
it. She's getting too deep. You should watch it.
Yeah, I mean, okay, well, when I did Reese and Fantasia, and Sierra did good. But I don't know.
Too, but I didn't see either one of the performances. I like Michelle's little speech that she gave, and I saw Will's little speech, and what's that old-ass lady for the grandma in all the movies? Sister Natasha. Her old ass looked pretty good. She looked good, about the best she never looked. That's a grandma playing bitch, I tell you. But she's a good grandma. But
yeah,
I swear, on that show, she looked the youngest she has ever looked. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
In real life.
She is amazing. She is very. Then they show, like, some of the clips. I'm like, I didn't know she was in the movie. I didn't know this movie. That movie, you know, some of the movies I ain't watched, but, you know. She's wonderful. Okay, I might be so far behind, but who is this other lady? We all know who Deb is, but who's that other lady?
Who?
What other lady? I don't even know her name.
The lady.
I don't know her name. They kept thanking her and Deb, the lady that, you know, on BT or whatever. But I don't know the other lady's name. Maybe she was the person that started this whole Black Girls Rock thing. I don't know. I just thought maybe somebody could fill me in, but I ain't got no name. You bitches didn't watch it. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know. You might want to Google that.
Yeah, that's cool. It ain't that important. Oh, my Lord. Mm-mm.
Well, I've seen, I didn't see Black Girls Rock, but I did see the Stella Awards, which is the gospel music awards or whatever. Destiny Child opened the show, and the harmony that they have, of course, was beautiful. It was very nice. But like, as they went into When Jesus Says Yes, Nobody Can Say No, Beyonce was doing the most in that performance. And that's, yeah, that's pretty much it. And the show was all right. I don't think I'll watch it again. I think it just kind of, it's like, it's not what I'm used to, I guess. Like, Black people now is doing the most. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, I don't know.
As usual.
I have no more to say on that. Sorry. It was a lot going on. But
so
I don't know
the highlights of the show, Desi.
Who? Okay, it was Destiny Child. And I guess I'll have to say Erica Campbell. Ever picked Erica Campbell's lace wig? Oh my gosh. I never see. I'm buying. Brandy sometimes have a nice lace wig. But Erica Campbell, she had a very nice lace wig. I just want to shout that stylist out one time because Erica Campbell looked beautiful at the Stella Awards.
Hopefully that was Google's work. Not the wig, of course, but the dressing. That was a good too. Yeah, I love watching this show because it makes me feel like I can be a Christian and live comfortable. You know, okay, so you know how church old folks make it feel like, oh, if you be a Christian and, you know, you go to church and do right, you can handle life, you're going to be bored. That's why young people really don't want to be, don't really follow so well with the religion and
don't
all that.
Don't
want to
be in the church,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, that you have to be strict. You can't have fun. You can't do nothing. They show you.
But
that,
they was doing the most, though. They was, like, on stage doing the nay-nay and, like, all kind of stuff. Now, I'm not saying everybody have their own way of praising God, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see, like, you doing the nay-nay and Beyonce was, like, I guess y'all have to just see the show. They're going to show it again on TV1 or whatever.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We really don't have time for that, though, because it's just they doing the most. I'm sorry, but they doing the most. Some things just don't need to be, but it's cool. I'm not judging not one person on that Stella Watch, not one.
But right,
it was just like
low last year, so they had to step it up this year. That's probably what
happened. Maybe that's why then. To kind of bring in the younger crowd, I guess. I understand the promotion behind it. I understand. It's cool.
She understands.
Yeah.
Any more gossip? Gossip. Amber Rose. Okay, so
Amber Rose.
Yeah, because she still loves Wiz Khalifa through all that craziness. She had this extra long post about how much she loved him and this and the third and, you know, all the other good shit. But they did spend Easter together with their son.
After he left
cool.
church with Kylie.
Right.
Oh, well, yeah, that too. I know all that. Shit happens. That's crazy. I'm going to need you to, yeah, she posted a picture of them kissing or whatever. But we're going to need the outside bitch to chill for Easter, sweetie. It's family day. But anyway,
no, they're not together no more, so technically he has the right to be with his new girlfriend. Why would he not?
Oh, you can't take my child with you, so never mind.
Well, okay. Obviously she didn't give a shit about her child being around him. She let him be with his daddy. I see, now you be the one to make mama. I don't like make mamas like you. Just because you got a child together, I mean you got some holidays together. Bitch, you should have got your shit together and we would have been together.
We'll
be family. We're not going to play family. Not.
Wait,
don't play.
Wait a minute. Un momento, okay? Hold on.
No momento.
I am still all the way ignorant.
Mm-mm. No, you can't do that, though.
Yeah, I know I can't, but I'm going to.
No, that's not okay, because then you become a baby mama, and I hate baby mama. Baby mama is at work.
I really got to find this thing.
They're made by the devil.
Oh, really?
You
can't stand your baby daddy no more. You don't give a damn about
it.
That's why.
No, I don't have nothing against my baby daddy. He can date whoever he wants to. I'm probably the best.
I don't give a damn who he dates. I'm talking about who my baby
is.
I don't give a damn.
No, fuck that. I don't give a shit. As long as my baby is not in hurt or harm of any kind of danger, if that's who you date, that's who you date. I have coached bitches on how to stabilize their relationship with him.
You
this mother's crazy. Did you think I don't? These bitches call me crying with their problems, and I talk to them. Soothe the pain.
Oh, his girlfriend?
Get them back. Yes.
Aw.
Fuck that. That's how much I don't want him. And once you get over the person, once you get over him, you realize you are just fucking over them. You just do not care. Okay, that's how weird it is. So, if you still doing petty shit like, my baby can't be around that bitch, you still want to be with that person. Because once you have to move right the fuck along, you worry about your own life.
Mm-mm. Okay, so speaking of baby mamas, baby daddies, I have been trying for the longest to find these names. But anyway, our topic, we thought about this because I was listening to 93.7, yeah, with Charlamagne and them, you know, because I love Charlamagne. And Charlamagne said his name was like testify some, I don't know. It just sounded weird because he was making fun of his name, so he wasn't really saying it enough. But anyway, I kind of came in on the tidbits of it, the end of it. But anyway, it was about this girl having a new dude. I don't really know the girl's name. They didn't say it enough. She had a new dude, and he was helping her with her baby. You know, they're a family now. And the boyfriend, the baby daddy, gets mad because the new dude supposedly whooped his child. So he all upset about it, whatever, whatever. So they're like, okay, so we're going to bring him into the studio. Everybody calm your nerves. Don't nobody fight. Just chill. And Charlamagne, you know, he messy. Hey, fine. Make sure you win. type of shit. Anyway, so they come in, and the dude was like, they was cordial for about 3 seconds. Then they started arguing, and then they tried to calm it down. They're like, so why are you so mad? Nigga, you don't put your hands on my child, and yada, yada, yada. He was like, the baby mom was like, well, nigga, he take care of your child. He's there for your child more than you are. You don't do shit for your child. And he was like, nigga, I take care of my child. You know, the normal shit. But the irregular part of this conversation was that the nigga started talking about, like, some Mortal Kombat-ass fighting. Nigga, I kick you so hard, I knock the skin off your forehead. And it was like, where are these dudes from? What the fuck kind of fighting are they doing? Because that's some shit we need to record and put on the TV. Let's see. But anyway, that brings us into our topic. Angela, what is our topic? Word.
I don't know.
You're trying. Okay, so let me go read the actual wording of our topic so we don't have the wording incorrect. Oh my God.
Don't judge me.
Who creates a topic and can't tell you what the words actually are? Anywho.
Well, if you wouldn't say word for word, I could have helped you.
Fuck you. Okay, so I'm pulling it up now. But, yeah, it's going to load eventually. So the topic is, do step-parents have the right to this?
Shut your ass down, dude. Lay ass drill.
You didn't get your life, sir. What is it going? You was going so well when we first started. You came back from the music break and we just fucking up. Okay, so yeah, should the step parents have permission to discipline a child not biologically theirs? So, who wants to answer? We all have children, so this is going to be wonderful.
Right.
And we all know how Angela feels. No, y'all heard that. No, Angela, you go first. I want
to
know.
In real life, to a certain extent, I think that you're able to discipline my child as a step parent. Now,
to
I ain't going to say
like,
you can just do that, like, right off the top. You just, on our second date, you talking about set your ass down, and that's not going to happen. No, I'm talking about, like, we married, live together, you're providing as a fucking father of this household, and if my child is doing some old ignorant-ass shit, tell him set your ass down. I understand. If you have, or if you have to spank him, as long as you're not abusing my child. There's a difference between a spanking and fucking child abuse, okay? Pop them on their ass a couple times. That's how things go. You're not going to be punching my child in the chest and shit somewhere. I'm trying to teach him how to be a man. No, bitch. No, you're not.
No, you're trying to die.
Yeah, you're trying to die. You're trying to meet the father. But no, I don't think there's nothing wrong with. But at the same time, you have to trust the person that you're with to be able to discipline your child properly. Like, I don't feel like you should be disciplining him more than I do. So, like, if it's something that I don't do, you clearly don't have the fucking right to do it.
Well, I do a lot that your ass better not do, because if you punch my baby, I'm going to punch your ass.
Well.
Well, my baby is rough. If you just pop him, he's going to be like.
Just kidding.
No, my baby is not a normal child that you can just, no, tap, tap, don't do that. He's going to laugh and do it again. So he's trying to put a little strength behind the discipline. But no, I agree to with what you're saying. You can't be fresh and new in this whole thing, trying to put your hands. Oh, you know what? I'm going to say you, my man. I don't know if your gal can put your hands on my baby. I just don't know. But as far as the stepfather thing goes, yeah, you have to be around for a while. You have to be providing, goddamn it, like a father. You're going to have to play the father role to become like, you just going to whoop my baby. And then a lot of times nowadays, though, the daddies don't whoop the kids anyway. The daddies, it's like the kids know to stop before the daddies even get there, but the mamas are the ones that have to whoop. Because that's when I would have to sit down with Russo and be like, bring this little gal in here. Let's talk to her. Because my child is bad. is bad.com/.org and all that shit. And she just might get angry and hit my child. I had to go to jail for her ass. So I don't know about letting.
You have to be an adult in this situation.
My child's so bad.
You have to be an adult. You have to ask her. Now, when you disciplined him, what exactly did you do?
I slapped the cowboy shit out of him.
And then at that time, you have complete right to slap the cowboy shit out of her.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You can't just assume. Why not? Because I
would
tell somebody when my nephew be over there, I'd be like, I called my sister, look, I fucked the child up because he was bullshitting and playing with me. I say that. And she trusts me. Then she believes that I did that because it's true. Fuck that. Some people don't want their siblings to whoop their kids. But that's, I mean, some people don't want nobody to touch their children. Like, some people will be like, you know, don't touch my child. Don't nobody touch my child with me. Okay, well, you keep your little ugly, funny-looking ass bad-ass child with you.
I'm whooping his ass.
Yeah, I don't fucking I can't be around kids.
I
don't have the right to discipline. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not. So you mean telling me they're going to jump off my white couches and I can't slap him?
I'm not going to slap him, but I can't knock his ass off the couch.
I'm knocking his ass, move off
that
couch. I'm going to clip
his ass. I'm already laughing because I can see him flying off the back.
Yeah, but I think, because sometimes I'd be telling people, like, he do something to somebody's mom. I'm like, you know, pop him. You know, he know how to do it. Okay, cool. It's just like you said, to a certain extent of what you can do as far as disciplining my child. What you have done for my child, because just because you do for me, that don't mean you do for my child. You still can't discipline my child unless you.
I'm not even gonna deal with you if you don't do for my child. What?
Yeah, if you're not playing, then they might not even know your child. They might just know you only. But if you're playing, if you're playing mom or daddy, and you really doing what me and his daddy do, then I can understand it. Let's just talk about what your discipline is, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll let you. You got to go on me, though.
Maybe. Maybe I'll let you. Y'all,
yeah,
I feel so sorry for whoever gets with her husband if they happen not to work out, because she's going to be the baby mama from hell. I'll just set that bitch on fire. Okay?
I'm going to tell my baby to set fires on their mattress and shit. Oh, she whooped you last time? She wore some matches, baby. Burn that bitch down.
See what I'm saying? You need help. Okay. So, Nancy, how do you feel about this?
I mean, I agree with both of y'all. I think y'all kind of spoke for me. But, you know, every parent raises their child different. So I have to take that into consideration when I'm involved with someone that have children. Me, I don't like badass kids. I love children, but I don't like badass kids. And I know how I raised mine. So if I'm going into a relationship where he has a child or children, then we really have to sit down. I, myself personally, because I respect both of y'all, respond to the question, I would like to sit down with the mother of his child. I would want her to sit down so we all can have an understanding. Like, I'm not going to touch your child. I'm not going to touch your child because it ain't my damn child.
Because
if it was, I'd beat the piss out of them. Like, these kids nowadays is, like, totally different. But I would like for all of us to just, like, sit down and just, like, really talk about it, you know, so we have an understanding on exactly as far as my role is when it comes to discipline, if it needs to be. You know what I mean? But just, I think that's the way I would do it. It just depends on the situation, but I know that's something that I would want to do.
Okay, and that makes sense, you know, but like, what if she was to tell you, I don't want you to touch my child. Let's tell his daddy, let his daddy listen for him. Because only the other bitch is going to say some shit like that. Let his daddy listen, I do it. And then,
but
he's not around, you better shut up. I'm going to discipline his ass.
But I'm saying, like, what if daddy out of town working and the son is with you? You are the full time provider. What the fuck you mean? Don't whoop him. Bitch, come get this motherfucker.
Okay, and that's when we have this conversation that needs to be addressed in that conversation. So she will understand when I'm not around and Desi at home with Mike or whatever, she's going to whoop Mike's ass. Like, it ain't no need to, no, all that extra shit, that's when he needs to step in, put his feet down, and, like, really let it be known. If she don't like it, then she needs to keep Mike's ass while I'm at home butt naked waiting for him to come home. That's what she needs to do. Since she's the mother,
wait,
and she have issues.
Where did the butt naked
like,
come from? That
well, because that's our time. Look, I'm still trying to get mine. And if Mike get badass around the house acting a fool and shit, he interfering with my time with Big Mike. So I'm going to need her to take little Mike while she worried about, oh, well, I don't want her to. Okay, that's fine. You keep little Mikey. So that way I could be at home, setting it up, so when Big Mike come home, then me and Big Mike can have a good time.
But
see, I don't like all that drama and all that. I look, I'm just trying to get mine, okay. And look, this ain't no drama.
Baby, talk about little Mikey.
Little Mikey, butt naked.
I'm serious. Look, I'm trying to get mine.
Yeah, this is like any reason to talk about fucking y'all in real life. We're talking about whooping your kids' ass. We're talking about getting booty.
I'm serious, girl. These kids will stress you out. Girl, look, before I get stressed out, she can have a little boy. She can have little Mikey. That's all right.
I'm just feel like if your daddy out of town, why am I sitting with your baby and your mama sitting home with no baby? You just come get your motherfucking child, bitch. I'm a cow, bitch. If you don't come get little Mikey, I am not a babysitter. You better come get your motherfucking child.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not babysitting there. Oh, hell.
Yeah, like,
no.
If I see, like, maybe we had full custody, you know, he goes to school from my house. Okay, cool. But, bitch, Friday, when he got out of school, matter of fact, bitch, go pick him up from school. Cause if,
exactly.
If his daddy is not here, why am I with him over the weekend? If his daddy was,
exactly.
His ass be at your house. Some motherfucker was going to kick his ass at your house. So,
that's
shit.
What I'm saying.
I would like to say that
I'm
y'all
not
like
sure
shit
you can go club this weekend while I'm sitting at home with your baby.
If anybody's listening who thinking about step thoughts of parenting with either one of these motherfuckers here, do not do it. Especially he said she is the baby mama slash step parent from hell. Do not do it. I again warn you, do not do it.
Look, Big Mikey take his ass get step on the plane. Look, soon Big Mikey make some plans. I'm be calling LaQuisha. Now Big Mike going out of town. You're gonna have to come on here, little Mike. Big Mike leaving at 3, so little Mike needs to go at 3. At the same time. He can only say if he got school and he go to school from here. But other than that, bitch, come get your child. Like Yandy. Baby, kudos to Yandy. Because once you go to jail, your baby needs to go with his mama.
I know that's right. Girl.
I got a child I got to take care of, and I'm a busy single parent. No, you go to jail. Go drop him off.
Oh, no. And then she want to
and then after
say,
you get out, then she want to come get her child. No, nah, bitch, you
yeah,
got to
no,
go.
Oh,
when
he
gonna
no. Rock out.
Yes.
No. Now, matter of fact, now you can't get him. Since you playing, now you can't have him.
You know, somebody, you know what? I sure buy child support on you because you want to be stupid.
Because you, okay, bitch, back child support. Now what? Yes, I got money, and so what?
Come on, we can take this to the court. She sounds so slow.
She sounds retarded. Like, you really going to get custody of a child that's been with his daddy his damn near his whole life? The judge is going to ask where you been, little mama. Like, girl, I just told her, yeah, let's go to the court.
Mm-mm.
And Yandy's really
okay.
Good.
And wait, guys, I think we have a caller.
Oh, wait.
What's good?
I'm going to say dang, maybe not y'all.
I really wasn't going to interrupt y'all. Y'all doing too much.
Like always, duh.
That little story Desi just put together, classic. Classic.
Wasn't it?
The only thing, if she would have gave him a last name, that would have put the icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Whatever, Betty. Leave me alone.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Beth, would you,
that's good.
As a step-parent to someone, I mean, you know, would you discipline your girl's kid and let your girl discipline your kid? And don't tell me, well, I would never have a child by somebody I'm not going to be with. Don't I want to hear shit. I'm asking you just in case.
Okay.
Just that fact right there. He'd be like, well,
how you already, how you already know
child,
my answer, though? That's the truth, though.
I already know. That's why I said it.
But, yeah, I'm equal opportunity. I beat everybody, kid. Everybody
kid. I didn't expect that.
Oh, Lord.
But I don't, it's not like, you know, when your mama used to, like, beat you. I just might do something that might hurt them, and they don't know what's happening to their body, and they don't know how to explain it. They just
what?
Be like,
what the hell? You gonna pull
that's on some criminal mind shit.
Like my nephew, I can like squeeze his kneecap, and he just like,
oh,
that's so much.
He
don't
that's
know
how
to
I feel like doing my child.
But if I discipline everybody, kids, and if you don't understand it as a parent, y'all need discipline the most. I discipline you too.
Uh-huh.
And that's just
so
how it is.
But
you
can
say you
are
discipline the parents.
Yeah. In front of the kids.
Oh, wow.
I done done it before.
Now you're going to make that child never listen to his mama.
He going to listen
tell,
to somebody.
I'll tell you, mama. I'm going to tell you.
He going to listen to somebody.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't mind being
mm-mm.
that person. My nephew's scared of me right now.
They should be. You talking about that nigga hurt from his kneecap. I don't know that I'm in pain. Oh, no. Mm-mm. You in pain?
Yeah,
don't know what pain
to
the front.
Yeah, he don't want to go to Uncle Fat's house.
It's a shame. Scaring the baby.
Yeah. But discipline is necessary, though. Even more so for adults than kids, but most definitely with kids. So, and discipline is not just—it's not just a whooping. If I'm like the stepdad and he acting up, and I say, "Hey, go outside and run 2 miles," that's discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go
yeah.
wash that car. That's discipline. You know what I'm saying? So, what you gonna say? No, don't.
He getting some free service out the baby.
Nah, but that's discipline. When you gotta sit in front of a sink and wash dishes when you don't want, that's discipline. Especially
mm-hmm.
as a kid, everybody
that's
outside
true.
Playing. Well, I don't know if they played no more. Yeah, I knew what it was. When I wanted to go outside and I had to sit in front of the sink, I knew exactly what was going on. You know what I'm saying? So it's probably more so video games these days. Cause I haven't seen kids playing outside in I don't know how long.
What? My son outside all day.
So,
first out of school.
But, yeah, it's a lot of forms of discipline.
Very true. I agree with that.
My nephew.
You can be like, you can't have your allowance this week.
Yeah, I sit him in front of a laptop, ABCs, 1, 2, 3 is on repeat. And he 3. That's something he don't want to do, but he going to do it.
So wait, how old is your nephew?
3 years old.
Wait, you squeezing a 3-year-old baby knee?
You say what?
You squeezing a 3-year-old baby kneecap? You?
I squeezed his head before. His head was gonna pop.
That's why he don't want to be at your house. You're abusive.
Don't want to go to your house either.
Hey, I won't even deny that. Actually, I am abusive.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe it. Oh, baby, getting beat. Sister, please
that's,
don't send
I mean,
your child
honestly,
back over there.
That's why kids not getting beat no more, because it's considered abuse.
Uh-huh.
So I own up to it. Yeah, I'm abusive.
Wow. Well, what's your sister name?
I sound shocked.
I need to make a public service announcement to her not to drop that baby off no more.
Yeah, don't do it.
That's funny.
So, Fats, what's new? What's going on? What's coming up?
Man, I just called to hang out with you guys. I don't even feel like I'm exhausted from everything else. It's
aww,
just good to talk to you people.
You people.
It's great to talk to you personally.
She catching the attitude over there. You people.
She crazy. I told you she the baby mama from hell.
You are. You the type of baby mama make somebody just leave the dude because you crazy. Like, stop it.
Yeah, I probably would.
It's a haunting hell.
Well,
what's new with y'all, though?
That you call life. Oh, same old.
Why is she laughing? Why are you laughing with your tongue out?
Woo!
I caught that. She's like, you hear my tongue out, right?
Like the hat. What? No, but man. What is new? Nothing much, really. Same old, you know, just living. But we're glad that you called in to talk with us, you know.
Because we missed the
point on this. Yeah. Who do you? It's crazy to find out that you're a little abusive to the babies, but, you know, I didn't expect
that's
it from you. It's cool. It's cool. You gotta have some kind of flaw somewhere. No, I'm just kidding.
I got a bunch of flaws. I don't know what I've been telling y'all on this phone. I got a bunch of them now.
That's
what they be saying. So to sum this up, it's okay to discipline as a step-parent, okay, people? Stop being baby mama, ignorant-ass baby daddy, and let these people live their lives because you're just miserable.
And not girlfriend and boyfriend, unless y'all been girlfriend and boyfriend. Unless y'all been girlfriend and boyfriend to the point where it's like, damn, we not getting married, okay?
No,
yeah,
if y'all
cool.
not married, you can't touch it. God damn it, get married, play a house and shit.
Man, the way I see it, if the kid around me, if he around me,
oh,
okay, just think of it this way.
Ducks on duck, he's gonna hit you.
Think of it this way. Let's say you went to the car to grab something. And in that split second, all the things a kid can get into. Hell, my nephew go dive in the store.
I'm coming back from the car. Don't you touch him. I will be back from
but
the car.
But that's what I'm saying. Would you want me, if he was to do something crazy, you would want me to save him? What if you had an iron plug, though? He about
saving
to pull it on
his
head.
Saving him and beating him is two different things.
No, discipline is very much so saving him.
You better
true.
Stick your head out
true.
The door
exactly.
And be like, baby, he's cutting up in here. You better come get him. He's mad as hell.
No. Discipline saving his life more than that iron. So you want me to save your kid or you want to lose him to these streets?
No, but the thing is, you can grab him. You know, like, hey, well, you're going to hurt yourself. Okay. You know, you can say, hey, don't do that. Stop. Or, you know, a little light pop. But for you to say, oh, pull out, go pick a bell, go pick a sentence score, go pick a switch off the tree. Hold up, nigga. Now, me and you finna box. What is you doing to my baby?
See, I don't
you know?
Need no switches. All I need is two fingers to a kneecap.
Okay, no. Anyway, so he's abusive. We want to thank him for calling in. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Houston_RiRi. That's RIRI. And you can also add me on Facebook and, you know, all that good stuff. I'll see if I decide to approve you or not. Yeah. If you didn't get any crazy stuff on my Instagram about any conflict or beef or anything, that was not me. So y'all forgive whoever that was. And thanks for calling in and listening.
Whoop. Thanks for calling, guys. Tune in. Also check out Listen Glamour Radio on Facebook with all the different stories and topics and gossip that we have posted. And that is all. Same time next week. Good night.
Good night.